It's the Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
Jay! Hey! My headset's
Text or call the show at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sactown Sports 1140.
I probably shouldn't have scored right there, honestly, looking back at it. It cost us the game. A lot of things went wrong. Not just one thing, but collectively as a unit, as a team, we could have all did things different. But, I mean, it's only a problem because we didn't win, you know, so I probably should have went down.
Well, Nick Chubb's going to have a chance to redeem himself for scoring 3 touchdowns.
Shame on him.
He's going to have a chance to redeem himself from putting his team up 13 with less than 2 minutes left at home against the Jets. Should the Cleveland Browns have suspended Nick Chubb for tonight's game?
For conduct detrimental to winning.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Well, Steelers, Browns, and the I don't know what the hell either of these teams are bowl. I really don't. I don't know what is. And I will tell you this. Am I the only one who's been waiting for Trubisky-Brissett? Because.
You are.
Am I
you are the only one. The only one. Not an AFC championship preview?
That's an Amazon Prime matchup tonight. Trubisky, Brissett, this time it's Horrell.
It's one of those games, I feel like this game, if it was on Sunday, just slopped in there amongst like 9 morning games, you go, wow, that Browns-Steelers game is great. But when it's isolated by itself, I feel like tonight's going to be like 13-9 and just...
Yeah. Headline, we have breaking news. We're gonna
get when it breaks, we have it first. Sactown Sports 1140.
Breaking news.
We already had a trade today. And now it looks like, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, we're going to have a decision very quickly on Ime Udoka. Rookie head coach last year, takes his team to the finals last year, comes up just short. Sounds like you will not get a chance to revisit that this season, as it is expected he will be suspended for the entire 2022-2023 season. Assistant coach Joe Mazzulla is likely to become Boston's interim coach for the year. Again, this is according to Adrian Wojnarowski. If you missed the report late yesterday evening, Udoka was found to be in a consensual relationship with a female staff member. A formal announcement is expected as soon as today. Now, I hit the post there.
You did.
So, I mean, we're going to sidetrack here.
I'm a little stunned.
I'm really stunned. I'm with you. But we don't know the context. We don't know who this was.
Absolutely. And I'm not trying to trivialize that part. I'm going through the, what would be the term, the mechanics of this.
Yeah.
So I told you, broadcast meetings, we have Silver there. He's talking to the media and kind of laid out a lot about, I'm going back to Sarver here.
Yes.
It's like a 9-month investigation. You know, he wasn't saying like, we know things you don't know. It wasn't that, but it was, hey, when you investigate something for 9 months, you're going to get a lot of intel, a lot of information from all sorts of different people. And it took all of that to get to a $10 million maximum fine and a 1-year suspension, which a lot of people thought was not enough. I don't know how long this story has been out for Boston, and we just hear about it yesterday. Doesn't mean it hasn't been looked at for a while. But to hear it yesterday for us, we try to compartmentalize it. And then today, you just announced now, hours, I would say, later.
Yeah.
This was yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Hours later that it's a season-long suspension. I'm a little surprised by that.
I agree with you. They've known about this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They've known.
Now, but maybe, has it been a 9-month investigation?
Yeah.
And I don't know that that matters. It just what we get was fast turnaround, and it seems harsh without knowing nearly enough of what I should know.
And on the surface, if it's a consensual – now, first off – Udoka, is he married to Nia Long? Or are they engaged?
I think it's common law, but I don't know on that 100% either.
Because like he's going to miss out on 2 rings in a year. So here's my thing. Okay, on one hand, it's consensual.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the argument. It's two grown adults. It's not Boston's business as to what if any problems Udoka and Nia Long are having. It's a consensual situation. But we just were on the heels of Robert Sarver, which is on the heels of the Dallas Mavericks and the Mark Cuban thing. And I Whit Grusbeck is the owner of the Boston Celtics, and I could absolutely see a situation where they say, hey, listen, we have like meetings. We have, you know, here at the station, it's all businesses. You know, we have all the time here at Bonneville, a radio station, a broadcasting, you know, whatever. We've got unconscious bias classes and sexual harassment classes and respectful. You know, they do a very admirable job at making sure. And, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, God, I got to take this questionnaire again. But good for them. There's never going to be a situation where they're going to be able to say, well, we didn't really train these guys. Like, we are trained on all of this. If we screw up, it's on us. So let's say the Celtics are doing the same thing. And let's say ownership there is like, we're not going down this road. I don't want to sell my team. It doesn't matter if it's the coach or the owner. It's still a black eye on us. We have a no tolerance policy. Again, we don't know who. And this is another thing I feel bad about. I mean, yeah, it could be argued, hey, you knew Ime Udoka was in a relationship and you chose to have a consensual relationship with him. So you deserve whatever's coming to you. And I'm not looking forward to this person's name being released and her being dragged through the mud, which is going to happen.
Yeah.
And not only is it going to happen, Jason, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb here and make a prediction that when the coach who in his first year took the Celtics to games away from a championship is now suspended for an entire year for having a consensual relationship with a coworker, and that coworker's name is eventually going to be released. My guess is somebody in Boston's going to say something really stupid. I don't know.
You think?
5,000 times.
Right.
And this poor woman is probably going to have to move up in her life. Is she suspended? Is she fired?
Right.
I would like to know. Yeah. I would like to know if the punishment is different for her, and if so, why? But you get it. What if she's on the assistant coaching staff? What if she's a scout? What if she is in a situation where she answers to him or he answers to her? I don't know.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. I hope a lot of people in media today are saying, I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay. We don't have to have all the answers.
It's okay.
Yeah. I'm still surprised by the length of that suspension.
And I see Zebra, who I love very much, on the YouTube chat, and a lot of people are chatting about this. And again, I said this last night in sports radio. Now we're all gonna be not Zebra, but you know, you, me, whoever, we're all commenting on things that we're not psychologists, we're not lawyers, this isn't base hits and free throws. but I would disagree with what she said as a blanket statement. You know, if it's consensual, it's nobody's business. I disagree with that. That's not how it is in the workplace, because yes, it's consensual, but you also have workplace rules. And listen, some workplace rules should not be enforceable, should not be out there. If your workplace rule is that you know, your hair has to be styled a certain way, or you know, many of the other dog whistles we've seen in the past, of course, that's a different thing. But there is a saying, you don't where you eat, and it's a very crude way of saying, listen, you know, you and I joked earlier. Let's just say you and I are in a relationship, and you dump me, and you break my heart, and we're sharing a show together.
Right.
Oh, well, guess what? That show's probably not going to last very long after that.
It's going to be very awkward.
They're going to have to fire one of us or both of us, or transfer one of us or both of us. It's going to rock the whole radio station.
Right.
Same thing if Jay Mars and I were in a consensual relationship. Well, that's great. But then when I dump Jay because of his dumb taste in music.
And be vice versa.
Or break his heart. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. Then now all of a sudden we've got a problem. And if I'm the boss, if I'm the governor of the whole thing, I say, I want to avoid all of this by saying the following, because we're opening yourself up to all kinds of crap.
Right. And I'll bring this in personally for me. I mean, I met my wife here.
Yeah, that's right.
25 plus years ago.
That's right.
And I don't think, I know times have changed, even like HR and different things. I don't know if we would have even had to like submit paperwork or something. We didn't at the time.
You would now.
Yeah. And there are workplace people meet. I mean, a lot of times it's who you're around, who you connect with, but this is really interesting to me how this is all going to unfold.
As we break, I'm not immune to that. I'm not immune to you can't legislate love and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? If it's that important to you, and then somebody go find a different job. I know that seems simplistic, but rules are rules are rules. And in this case, I understand why the rules are in place. We will take a break. We'll get to the Steelers-Browns a little bit later. It's the end of summer. It's an iconic television anniversary. Three for Madness in 1 minute.
Breaking news, the latest happenings with your favorite teams.
You ever wonder about what the heck all these kids are doing on the computers all the time?
Stay up to date with all of it by following us on Instagram and Twitter.
Excuse me, gentlemen, a little update for you.
At Sactown 1140. Three questions, three answers. It's three for Madness on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross. Question one.
All right, we're following this Ime Udoka developing story, and we will throughout the day. We'll have more on that in just a few. Also, hey, Rami's going to join us
at
7:44. Rami!
No, Rami. Rami.
Rami.
Right.
He appears in the afternoons.
Yes, he does.
With Nick Cattell's.
That's correct.
Yes.
Now you got that right.
And we will be getting to know Rami when he comes on the program. I got to be honest. No offense to Rami, who we have open invites.
But now you're going to say something.
I know it does sound like it's going to be offensive, and no, it's really not. Just wouldn't today have been a wonderful day for the get to know Nick Cattell segment?
I think there needs to be a 3-hour roundtable in here. You know what I'm saying? Where the two of them come in and you guys just pelt both of them with questions for 3 hours.
I agree. I've been trying to get Nick on the show since he got here.
But today especially.
Today especially because Nick is Mr. Celtics guy. He's going to be fired up. He was getting into it on Twitter last night.
Was he?
Yes, he was. Oh, yes, he was. It was pretty amazing to watch. In the meantime, three for Madness. Jay Morris question.
Hey, speaking of amazing things to watch, what was your favorite, as Dave wrote, sportsy thing from the summer?
I just want to point out, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, today is the fall equinox. It's over. You made it. You made it.
Also, you people that go out on blankets to, like, observe that, you're weird.
Really?
Oh, is it the blanket that's weird or just observing it?
The whole idea. The whole shebang-a-bang.
Do they bring snacks?
They do.
Oh, well, then it's okay.
How do you observe a fall equinox?
They do it.
You just take it in.
The summer solstice, fall equinox, all that BS.
You become one with it, Dave.
Yeah, the earthy people. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you that's stupid.
Wow.
I know.
This is your favorite time of year and you're calling them stupid.
No, that's pretty cool. Hey.
No, it's like it's those people that are like, I only shower twice a week. No, they're the ones who observe it.
Is that wrong?
What?
Is that wrong?
Not saying it's right.
I want to say, also remind you, it'll be 90 and 92.
Hey, yes! Sportsy thing from the summer. Go.
Don't give up, summer.
I had a tough time with this because just everything was stupid. But I would say probably my favorite, Serena at the U.S. Open, maybe.
Okay.
I had a lot of fun with that. That was fun to watch and didn't work out in the end the way we wanted, but it was a fun ride while it lasted.
I have one that's a bridge between the great times of summer that's taking us into fall. It's following things that make you just intrigued, and it's Albert Pujols and Aaron Judge.
That's a really good one.
I mean, just all summer. I felt like, I don't know why I thought Judge, as the year went on, I'm like, he's like really doing something special. So since about 30, 35 home runs, I've been, there goes another one, 36, 37. Like, he's... And now he's at 60.
I want to point out, too, I keep doing this, but credit where credit's due. You called the poo holes story. You said it was going to be a huge story this year.
Why'd you put extra emphasis on poo
holes?
Why not? Speaking of somebody who puts extra emphasis on poo, what was yours, Jay?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Probably the Kent Bazemore signing.
Okay. You know what? Oh, comes in and just slams us both.
He went over the top.
Love Kent Bazemore.
So do I. But what is
currently you don't?
What is Quinn Cook going to bring?
We're not doing that today.
Number two.
Question two.
All right. That being said, what was the worst sportsy thing from the summer?
Sorry, I hate to say this, but for me personally,
that's the idea. Of
and
the
I know that
spirit
I'm
of the question.
So just everyone, calm down and have some pudding. baseball, just.
Wow.
Just having to pretend to care.
I'm going to need you to throw that
pudding. Which
I did
a terrible job at.
What do you mean? You didn't even try.
It's not this. You're getting this.
Oh,
yeah. Throw a shoe.
Oh, my God. The George Bush Memorial shoe throw.
What did you just say?
The George Bush.
No, before that. Baseball. Oh. Just baseball?
George Bush, too, by the way. I didn't care. I didn't care about the Giants. I knew they were going to be
Giants
stupid.
Aren't good.
I don't care anymore. I'm bandwagon fan.
Hold on. Let me just point out
Kings
real quick.
Kings have been relevant in 16 years, but here I am.
Let me just point out real quick. Yankee fan, Dodger fan.
Yeah, we've suffered.
Yeah.
Giants fan, you've had a lot to, you've had a really poor 15 years.
You have more World Series than Jay and I combined.
That's
pretty much
this millennium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me be clear.
Just say I hate baseball. Just get it out already.
Do you not remember that last year when the Giants were the best they've ever been? I wasn't into baseball until like July anyways.
Okay, can you just say you're kind of a fair-weather Giants fan at this point?
No,
it's fine.
I'm a fair-weather baseball fan.
But by proxy, then you're a fair-weather Giants fan.
The sport gave you Will Clark Day.
I am...
Literally.
I am here for... Will Clark Day was the best day of the year in baseball.
You didn't even go.
I watched. I have it on DVR, thank you.
Okay.
We can watch it right now if you want.
That changes everything.
All I'm saying is that it's just trying to get excited about a baseball 162 in June. I can't do it.
Okay, August. Pujols and Aaron Judge, like you said,
that's
been fun
now,
to watch.
Shohei.
Now I'm caring. Oh, no, I'm on board now, but it's fall.
You're a fair-weather baseball
fan.
You're
a fair-weather baseball can.
You're
what? He said can first. What was yours? I thought you did.
For me, it's also another thing, just like you track, you follow. It was a bit exhausting with James Garoppolo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jason, jeez, how could you?
Jason hates football in the 49ers.
I have always hated football, clearly.
All right. Do you even like sports?
No.
How would you not be into Jimmy Garoppolo?
That's why I listen to my country.
When you're tired of your sports?
Yes.
I agree with you. That's a good one. It was just like.
But now it's actually.
Right?
Needed.
Yeah,
that
thank God.
But, yeah.
But for the longest time, it was like, wake me up when Jimmy's gone.
He's still here. Hey, do you guys know he'll be starting on Sunday?
Huh?
He'll be starting on Sunday, by the way.
Yeah? But will he be starting for the Niners?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, we should draw a picture every day until he's traded or something like that.
No. Number three.
Question three.
On this day, 40 years ago, 1982... The sitcom Family Ties premiered on NBC.
Family Ties.
That's not the theme.
I don't think that is.
You're just the cutest little family ties.
Is this Michael J. Fox's most iconic role?
Alex P. Keaton.
So here are the novels. Okay, Michael J. Fox more. Alex P. Keaton.
That's number one.
Marty McFly.
Teen Wolf.
Doc Hollywood.
Spin City, I forget his character's name. That was a super popular show.
I'm going to tell you a little factoid here. I think that the fourth
Doc Hollywood's good movie
head of Michael J. Fox's Mount Foxmoor is actually, it is very personal to a lot of people and very much up for argument. So you had said, was it you that said Doc Holliday? Or Doc Holliday? What was your?
Hollywood.
Doc Hollywood.
I said Spin City.
Okay, Spin City. And mine would be The Secret of My Success.
Okay.
I think if you ask 10 people, you're going to get a bunch of different – there are three without a doubters.
So let's focus in on that. What's the – of those three, what's the most iconic? I'm partial to Marty McFly.
I'm going to the original because Marty McFly doesn't happen without Alex P. Keaton.
I totally agree.
So I'm going there. But Jay might be right as far as the grand scope might be Back to the Future, but I think it doesn't happen without Alex P. Keaton, so I go there.
I 100% see both sides.
Break the tie.
Come on, Switzerland, break it.
Unless you're Teen Wolf.
All right. I understand both sides. And Jason, I completely agree with you. Except I cannot. There is no Marty McFly without Alex McKeaton. But Marty McFly it has to be his. Marty McFly has to be his most iconic role. I think so. Also, fun fact about Family Ties. And if you know the answer, don't say it right away because I want to see if both of you know or don't know. Everyone knows the Family Ties theme song.
He's asked us like seven times.
I know.
But do you still? No, you realize there's some people in the audience that haven't heard.
No.
Maybe two.
Diehard fans.
They all go sha-la-la-la. But do you know how it starts? Do you remember how it starts? Because we've gone over this before many times, as you said. There is a weird thing with a block. There's a mental block people have. They all know the theme song has a sha-la-la-la, but they don't ever remember how it actually begins. And the fact that you guys don't really bothers me. And I can't turn it up. So that whole lead-in was for absolutely nothing.
Is your USB thing up?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. What? Do you not remember?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Development.
There it is.
There it was.
I bet we've been together.
For a million years?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet we've been together for a million more.
Yeah.
Ba, 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 da, 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 da. And I can't remember what I've
read
before. It really is a weird mental block, but there you go.
What do we do?
Family Ties, this day in 1982, part of the greatest block in television history.
Another one of the shows, too, that was great and then added a character at the end. You're like,
Oh, who was it? Tiger? No, it was Brady Bunch. Who'd they add?
Tiger was the dog.
Oh. Oliver.
Oliver.
But that wasn't Family Ties, right?
No, that was Brady Bunch.
What was the character?
Oliver's a cousin, right?
No, but who? Yeah.
Yeah, there was the kid that came in.
Mars? Who's there?
Who are you asking me for?
Family Ties. Who was the character they added at the end? There was some lame late season.
Alex J. Keaton.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll have that, or I'm sure they'll have that on the text line when we get back. All right, Ime Udoka is, it sounds like
he's in trouble.
Out for the year. He's going to lose. No, never mind. I'm not going to do the two rings joke again. We'll be right back.
From the draft to free agency to the summer league
to the games that matter the most.
It's good, and it's pandemonium at Golden 1 Center.
When it comes to the Kings, nobody has you covered like Sactown Sports, your local sports leader. Stimulating conversation about kitchen gadgets and baseball cards.
I think that's really crazy interesting.
It's the Carmichael Day Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports 1140.
So
you are funny.
We're gonna get into the Ime Udoka thing in just a second. I just want to take a moment to remind everybody that Brett Favre defrauded Mississippi welfare recipients of millions of dollars, expressed the fact that he's cool with taking the money but was worried that somebody might find out. It was him, some lady, the governor. Brett Favre helped defraud the poorest people in the poorest state in the country out of millions of dollars so that he could build a volleyball complex at his daughter's and his alma mater, his daughter's school where she played volleyball. Like, it's just, we just pause and think about the fact that we're going to be talking about Ime Udoka's sex life. Like, at length, no pun intended. We're going to be talking so much about that. Ime Udoka is going to get dragged today because he's married to her again. We still haven't figured that out, with Nia Long.
Yeah.
Ime Udoka is going to be talked, and I'm not defending what he did.
Right.
But I'm saying, I just want to point out how just dumb the media is. And by the way, studies show what I'm about to say is the last thing anybody wants to hear. And I just don't care.
The one thing about this, though, is it got my personal text line going. My significant other, who knows nothing about sports, is waiting.
Oh, yeah, because it's tea time, that's why.
Ready?
Yeah, spill the tea.
Men being caught cheating is very, like, played out with athletes and those connected to sports. Like, yes, we know they're cheating. Please, it's so annoying to see it on my timeline.
She's 100% correct. I've said this before, and this isn't a fact, but if I had to guess, if I had to lay an over-under, no pun intended, on the amount of athletes, like, what percentage of athletes that are currently in the big three professional sports have cheated on their girlfriends / spouses in their career?
4%.
Yeah.
I'll take the higher.
Yeah, I'm going to take the higher. I would put it somewhere around 85 to 90%. Like, wow. Legit.
I think that's actually legit.
Dude, in all my years of covering sports, and I don't profess to know every athlete and every coach, but it's more of a thing like when you hear about the ones that don't, they're like, no, you know what I'm. And I'm not saying that there aren't.
Shout out AC Green.
I'm not trying to throw everybody under the bus. What I'm saying is that if people just realize that almost certainly your favorite player cheats, and if not, is going to at some point.
Well, I thought your line earlier was good. What is it? You said faithful as your options.
As faithful as their options.
And in that realm, there are, I don't know if more opportunities, but there are some situations that they're put in where it's probably difficult for them. And that doesn't mean all of them say yes.
Right.
But I think a lot have. And this is a really interesting situation, because I think even if you look at the past history of the league, where if you would say, I can't think of one off the top of my head. Well, Kobe. There was a criminal case.
Yes.
Now, charges, I think, ultimately at the end were dropped.
Yes.
I think, if I remember correctly, it was a long time ago now. But forgive me, Dave, did he miss time?
I don't
think
so.
There was court time. Remember, famous games where he was actually in court in Denver and then came back and played. I just think I know we're in a different climate, and I'm not saying, you know, things shouldn't be taken seriously, but
we are in a different climate.
For sure.
If the Kobe 100%. Stuff had happened today, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. That Kobe said he would have been suspended pending.
A year?
I don't even know. It's an interesting thought process, thought exercise. He would have, but it would have been a completely different. Now we're sitting here with Ime Udoka, and listen, I don't...
Well, real quick on that,
by the way.
I think part of this, if we go even to the HR element, and I could be speaking out of my scope here completely, but I feel like because Ime Udoka is considered to be in a position of power, there can be some thought like, hey, this has to happen because, or you want to keep X job because, where I think it's thought of as a player's not in a position of power, but there's a lot of status there that I don't know if the two are different, if you get my question here.
I do. And I don't know if – I don't assume every NBA team has the same rules, number one. Number two
– They probably do, though.
I think they probably do. I think there's probably a code of conduct that's pretty
universal.
Universal. Yeah. I know that players are not allowed to fraternize romantically with the dancers, for example. Like the people on the dance team and the players, that's not okay. I don't know if that extends to other employees or not. I truly don't. And I don't know if it's executives and players. I don't know if there's rules there. I think there's a difference between condoning and defending. And just like the whole – here's the thing about Ime Udoka. If it was not consensual, if he abused power, then I care in the sense that I'm a human and that's wrong.
Right.
If this was consensual and we're just talking about workplace issues, as a basketball fan, I care. I don't care who Ime Udoka sleeps with.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yep.
And I don't understand how you could – Nia Long is beautiful, and I get the whole joke today is going to be, how could you cheat on Nia Long? It's none of my business.
Right.
We could spend we could have a 24-hour straight show talking about historical mistakes dudes have made because of, you know, their, going down the list, thinking with the wrong, you know what. Okay. I don't, that's not the thing that gets me. What does get me is, again, what we choose to care about. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, and I don't care. And when they fire me at some point in my career, I'm going to look back. And I'm not going to care, because we need to say stuff like this more. I want everybody to take a second and ask themselves how the media would be operating if Brett Favre was black. Just think about it. And if that means you're switching the station, then sorry. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And the lack of furor over Brett Favre does not excuse Ime Udoka. But I think there's an angle on this whole story that you can look at where it's, what do we choose to care about? The media literally spent more time on where Tom Brady and Giselle are living than the fact that a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback and one of the most iconic players in football history, I will say it again, defrauded the poorest people in the poorest state in the country out of millions of dollars to build a volleyball stadium for his daughter.
Yeah. Rob from the poor to give to the rich.
Yes, yes. And we're like, Brett Favre, CTE or something, right? The Wranglers. Ah, Brett Favre, you silly rascal, you. Dude, he should be in jail, rotting. Throw him in jail. put him in cuffs and perp walk his ass to jail. It's not going to happen. But what we are going to focus on and watch today, seriously, watch ESPN, listen to sports radio, and I'm going to ask you, how many times are you going to hear about Brett Favre? Any mention, any update, anything at all? Is there a push to have him indicted? Is there? No, it's just like, well, he did it. But how many times a day are you going to hear about Ime Udoka's shorts and whose bed they're in? It's just gross, dude. It's just gross. He's out for the year. That's news. Okay.
Yeah, but it gets to be more than that. Like, if you report the news of what the actual suspension is, okay. But then it gets to be more of the gossip stuff.
Yeah, that's what we're into. And I mean, this with all respect and love, but Jay Mars's girl is into this thing now. And it wouldn't be.
Right.
But it's gossip. It spreads to it crosses those lines because we all want to. It's why we, you know, almost every show is a reality show. And I, by the way, I include sports in that. Sports is a reality show. That's really what it is. And it's heart and soul. It's unscripted. Same as reality shows for the most part. Anyways, you're going to hear a lot about this today. And I think the important thing is the Celtics are going to have one of their assistant coaches. Joe Mazzulla is going to be their interim coach for the next season. We have new people in the afternoon. Maybe we can prep Rami, see how he's doing, because he's going to have to be across from Nick Cattle today.
Yes, that's true.
That is not a place you want to be across from. Rami from the afternoon show is going to join us next.
Sacktown Sports 1140 is broadcasting live on YouTube.
To me, it's a must-watch.
Check out the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross and the Cattles and Rami Show.
Plus, get exclusive content.
Search Sacktown Sports 1140 on YouTube. The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross. Text or call the show at 916-339-1140. On Sacktown Sports 1140.
Jason Barrett is an industry man, if you will, former PD in the Bay Area of another sports station, and he runs all kinds of radio stuff, including his Barrett Sports Media outfit that had a wonderful article on our newest member of the afternoon, via Milwaukee and all kinds of different places. He is a comedian. Is he a comedian who does sports talk? Sports talk guy who does comedy.
Ooh, I wonder what Rami would say to that.
I'd love to talk to him. And oh, by the way, he's on the phone right now.
Wait, what?
We missed out on Get to Know Nick Cattles Day. And again, what a wonderful day to get to know Nick Cattles. But we are honored and privileged to have the newest member, even though he's been here for a bit, of the afternoon show on with us today. Rami, good morning. How are you?
Morning, boys. Sports radio pays the bills, so I'm a sports talk radio host who does comedy on the side.
But let me ask you this, in all seriousness, but not really. If you got offered a national, you know, your agent calls you and says, I've got a job in L.A. or New York for you, 35 stations, we're replacing Jim Rome, and we're going to pay you $3 million a year to host a national sports show, or... your agent calls and says, hey, Netflix called, and they have a development deal for you. Rami goes to camp or something, and we're gonna pay you, they're paying you up front $3 million. Money's the same. Which one are you choosing, pal?
See, I'm a big believer in work smarter, not harder. You do the Netflix special, and there's a lot of work that goes into a Netflix special. You got a tour, you got to do the open mics, you got to work the material, tweak it. Work it, and then finally you have a final product. You do it, and you put it out there. But you put it out there, guys, and it's out there, and it keeps making money, and people keep watching it. This sports radio thing, I love it, man. I've been doing it for 15, 16, 17 years, something like that. But it is a grind. Every day getting up and going, all right, what are we doing for 3-4 hours? What am I talking about for 3-4 hours today? And then you do it, and you start all over again. It's back to the drawing board. And let's come up with another 3-4 hours of content. It's for me, that's more daunting than doing a Netflix special, to be quite honest with you.
I just like this theme, Dave. Rami goes to camp. So, Rami, you pick that. Can Dave and I be the campers at least? You can teach us life lessons. I don't know what it would be.
Are we just playing camp games like the ones we did when we were kids?
Sure.
Like, get on the balloon or get under the big tent thing. You know that big tent thing you did when you were a kid in camp? The big rainbow tent?
Whatever works. I'd be a camper.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
The good news for you is that today is not one of those days where you're going to have to worry about what to talk about. Mm-hmm. I imagine, here's what I would do. A little advice, you didn't ask for it and you don't need it, but I would just say this. Go buy your favorite fast food outlet on the way to work today. Grab yourself an extra value meal, wherever it is, and a large soda, and just put your feet up on the desk and just let Nick go and just make sure he doesn't
check
fall
in on
the
him.
Ground.
Yeah.
Actually, before the Ime Udoka dude broke, and it works out for him because, boy, he needs a mental rest after last night. Nick took the day off. He's got some things to attend to, so Nick won't be on the show today.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Breaking news.
Oh, my God.
When it breaks, we have it first.
Like I said, Sacktown Sports, 1140. It's a mental health day at this point after what his Celtics endured late into the night last night.
Wow.
Boy, I was all over Twitter last night, man. And obviously some people who are on the wrong end of that story, but God, is that a fascinating story with so much drama and juiciness. I love stories like that because I'm a terrible person, guys.
I'm sorry. I know I'm stepping in lava here, but why is Nick doing this? I hope it better be. He better be signing on a house, buying four. Like, I don't even if he was buying a car, canceling the whole city. Is waiting. No offense, Rami. I mean, honestly, if somebody, you know, this is his wheelhouse. They're waiting to hear from Nick. And Nick's what, getting a massage?
I mean, call him in, boys.
Yeah, you know what? I think so.
He's working on Rami's Netflix deal.
Well, you know, as Rami joins us, you can hear him with sometimes apparently the cattle's in the afternoons. Have you finally moved in?
Yeah, as the furniture arrived.
Yes. Yeah, I moved in 2 months ago. It's just my furniture didn't move in with me because I got scammed, guys. There's no other way to put it. I got by some scammer movers, and they gave me a quote. And it was a good quote. Then they took my stuff, and they were like, it's actually going to cost a lot more than that. So we were in ransom negotiations for about 6 weeks. And about just under 3 weeks ago, my stuff arrived, and I'm no longer living on an air mattress with my TV that was sitting atop a cooler as my entertainment center for the first 6 weeks that I was living here. It was the most, like, you see those tweets where guys are like, all I need. I'm in my new place and got all. And they have like a folding chair and a TV sitting on the floor and a fridge full of beer. That was the life I was living, but not by choice. That's not all I need, guys. I like nice things in my house.
Yeah. So, Rami, I know it hasn't been a terribly long time here for you yet, but what are your Sacramento highlights so far? We blessed you with that 116 degree day. I know that had to be fun. But what are some of the things you've taken in about this city so far?
That was not a highlight. I'll get that out of the way right off the bat. I'm not used to that kind of heat, guys. People like to tell me it's a dry heat, and it might be for the rest of you. When you sweat as much as I do, it's no longer a dry heat. I have my own ecosystem, and it's balmy. It's balmy on days like that. So but now this weather is beautiful, man. But let me just last week, guys. I love food. You'll notice that if you listen to the afternoon show. I love to cook. I love to eat. Dave, I think you and I are kindred spirits in a way. You like to smoke meat. I saw you did some pastrami a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
On Twitter, that looked delicious. I love to smoke meats, and I found, and I don't know how it took me 6 weeks to find this, guys. I did Google searches, and I guess I'm just bad at it. The Midtown Farmers Market. Are you guys farmers market guys? Love me a farmers market. I spent a good 2 hours at the Midtown Farmers Market, which is huge. And anything that you're looking for. And a lot of people think farmers markets are just like all healthy food. Trust me, I wouldn't be there if it was all healthy food. All right? You got vendors out there and food trucks and bakeries. It was I spent like 2 hours out there, took a little break, sat out there with the dog, had a coffee. I think that might be a regular Saturday thing.
Nice.
for your boy. And I can't, honestly, I can't wait for King season to start, guys, because I'm in Midtown. I'm about a 15-minute walk from DoCo and the Golden One Center. And I'm just looking forward to getting out in this city. I'm nice that there are Kings games going on and going to a few games and just feeling that. I love when there's pro sports going on in a town and just the atmosphere that it brings. So I have a feeling my favorite thing about the city hasn't even happened yet, but it's going to get started pretty soon with the Kings season firing up.
You know, I was trying to see. I know you were in Milwaukee. Am I right that you were in Minnesota too?
Yeah, I was there for a couple of years.
Lived, yep. I lived off of Minnetonka and St. Paul for a couple of years. Fine place. Totally not freezing at all. have you, and by the way, I just went to Wikipedia just in case to see, because you, like me, apparently don't have a page, but I'm sure you know this. There's a Rami Maluf that is a Syrian billionaire. So if
yes.
Wow. I mean.
Yeah. He's not a good dude.
Not doesn't look like it. So moving. Go ahead.
It's funny you bring up my move to Minneapolis and the guy who shares my name.
Okay.
I had my difficulties when I moved here. When I moved to Minneapolis, guys, I found out, no joke, although I do have a joke about it in my stand-up set, that I was on some government watch list.
No.
I lived in an Airbnb for like 3-4 weeks while I got my name off this watch list so an apartment would approve me and give me a place to live.
Wow.
Because I have
the
same name as this dude who's funding the Assad regime in Syria. I always have hoops to jump through when I need to move somewhere, but that was not a hoop I was expecting to jump through right there.
I don't know why I feel bad for you, but then also I don't know why, but just like you're funding, like you're doing this horrific thing worldwide. And it's terrible. You can't rent an Airbnb.
Yeah, no, off limits.
maybe that'll stop him.
the thing about it to me is, like, this dude's a billionaire, or yeah. You really think he's trying to rent this crappy little apartment in Minneapolis?
Well, it got 4 stars.
You think he's going to where it's like -70 in the winter? A billionaire from Syria is going to Minneapolis, Minnesota in the middle of winter.
And I know Chicago's in your background too. So I think we're a good place to end here. Is this your first warm weather city
that I've lived in? Yeah.
Wow.
I had never, before they brought me out for the whole interview process and all that, guys, I had never been west of Minneapolis.
Oh, wow.
In my travels around the country. So, yeah, man, this is a whole new world for me. And like I said, the heat was a bit to deal with, but and the moving was a bit of a struggle. But other than that, really, really enjoying the time here. And especially, I don't say this just to say this, guys, you've been in radio a long time. There are some not great work environments out there, especially right now in this climate. And being in the fold at Sactown Sports and with Bonneville, it's been a good thing, man. I've enjoyed it so far.
Well, tune in to Rami this afternoon as he will react to Ime Udoka and all of the things.
Alone.
Sports,
yes.
Alone.
By himself. Solo mission.
Not with the guy from Boston. And we've been, I told you.
Is he investigating this more? What's happening?
For real.
Nick is that burner account that was going crazy last
time. Oh my God, if we hear tomorrow from our big boss that Nick has been suspended for a year with his suspension matches Ime Udoka's, we're going to have questions. All right, buddy. We'll see you this afternoon. Appreciate
all right,
you.
Boys.
Take care. We'll take a break. And, for real, tune in. And after we signed off yesterday, because it always happens this way, Robert Sarver's like, selling the teams.
Yeah.
So we didn't get a chance to react to that. We will do that next.
The place to tell you if the 49ers are contenders
or pretenders.
It's a pretty big deal. I've been a fan of the 49ers since, like, I don't know, 84.
Your home for 49ers news and talk. Sactown Sports.
Your local sports leader.